Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, State Senator James Settlemyer of District 17 joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator James Settlemyer. Pleasure to have you back here, sir.
Always a pleasure to be here, Sam.
Let's start out with the inability for the Republicans to hold a state convention. You're not happy about that.
Oh, of course not. They had plans to have their state convention up at Tahoe, and so the casinos are back open. However, in the meantime, the change to the recovery plan says you can't have more than 50 that's part of a group. Yet in Douglas County, the Walmart can have 400 people in it. And as we've unfortunately seen, protests and riots and looting can have as many people as you want, and that's not controlled. But yet a gathering of 50 people is the max if they're associated with one another. So that means your church can't go over 50. It means the Republican convention at Tahoe can't go over 50. So it's had to be changed to virtual. And to me, I think that their plan that they had, they're going to have 50 per room, and they're going to rent five different rooms
right,
in order to keep that number correctly and have them teleconferenced or video conferenced between the rooms. And I thought that was an appropriate plan. We were trying to work with the governor's team to try to find a solution to that. However, they seemed incapable or unlikely, or however you put it, they chose not to do that.
What has the level of cooperation been between the governor's office and the state senators on the Republican side at this point?
Well, they have weekly or biweekly conference calls with staff. As far as the interaction with the governor, I have not seen that. Occasionally we'll shoot texts back and forth, but there have been no calls, at least to me. But I could understand him not necessarily calling me. After all, I am suing him still. So I could kind of understand that. However, other representatives are saying they're not necessarily having as much communication as they would like.
So that brings us to the potential for special sessions. We're hearing at least one, if not more, that are going to come up. State Senator Ben Kiekhefer was on the program a month or so ago talking about the sooner we get one going, the better, because of the fiscal situation. The sooner we can attack that, the better. We're in June already, and there's not one scheduled. What are you hearing so far?
Well, if we're going to go down that road, I think it was a mistake. The day you shut down the economy, I mean, we had the two biggest casinos down there, right? The MGM and I forget the other one, shut down their casino. The next day, we shut down all casinos in the state of Nevada. When you do that, you're looking at $100 million a month minimum that you're now cutting off to the state budget. And coincidentally, the DSA, Distributive School Account, is also $100 million that is still going. So in that respect, when you shut down businesses, your main engine, that's when you should automatically start talking about, all right, we need to look at all capital improvement projects that are planned, put them off. We don't have the money. You need to look at...
Which, by the way, the Convention Authority in Las Vegas did immediately, apart from the current one, which is their main refurbishing, all the other ones have been put off indefinitely now.
Correct, and most businesses did the same thing because they realized, I was thinking about doing a remodel. Not now. I need to use all that money in that savings in order to keep my business going. And that's what we should have done immediately. And we also should have looked at furloughs. It's not a pleasant thing to look at, but it's a reality. You know, on a day-to-day basis, the state spends between $14 to $16 million on employees. Instead, we send all the employees home with pay and didn't require them to work. I don't think that was a wise idea. Now, that was back in March. If you would have affected changes in March, we'd be in a much different position than we are here in June.
And it's not like there are not people around from 2008 that could give advice.
Correct, and people were giving that advice. If you look at it back then, we did one furlough day a month. And so if you take that out over biennium, it ends up being almost $400 million. It's not a nice thing to think about doing. It's not a good thing to do. But all of us have seen our incomes go down during this crisis.
Do you think that there's going to be a bigger civil service problem in terms of furloughs and job cuts because of that?
I think that he has created a problem that's going to be worse. We could have got away with a lot less by delaying it this long. He has, under Nevada Administrative Code, once a fiscal emergency is declared, which going back as soon as you shut down the economy, you should have declared a fiscal emergency because it's obvious you're going to be in one. When he declares fiscal emergency, which he has done now, that gives him the power to do furloughs, administrative leave automatically. So most of this can be done without a special session. I'm worried that a special session is nothing more than a second bite of the apple for their social agendas. That's my fear.
In what respect?
Oh, everything from potentially mail-in ballots to wanting to try to blame the cops for situations that didn't occur in our state.
So the governor gets to decide what the topics are. There's no limit to how many topics the governor could potentially put forth, correct?
Correct. There is no limitation. There's a time limitation, meaning that we can only meet, I want to say it's 10 days. However, then he can call for another one, and then he can call for another one. So, but I believe the only limitation that exists is that.
Is that your sense that if a special session is called, that it would last likely 10 days?
No, be my belief.
Because I've never heard of one going on that long.
Well, the last time we had ones that went that long was under Kenny Gwynn.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago.
Since then, most governors have seen the wisdom in talking with legislative leaders from both houses and both sides of the aisle and figuring out what needs to be done and having a plan, coming in and executing that plan and then leaving. A lot of discussion and some votes will change from yes to no or no to yes. But in general, you try to have an agreement going in. This is what we need to do. This seems to be the most logical way to get there. We're going to have interim finance committee here next week where we're still just trying to figure out how to get out of this year's budget, which ends at the end of June. And then in July begins the next one. And we're trying to close the budgetary gap for this year without even looking yet really about what to do for next. To me, that's a mistake.
It would seem rather short-sighted, to say the least, because obviously things you're going to be doing now are going to affect what's going to happen in the next year for the budget.
And unfortunately, a lot of it comes down to numbers. So you have the Economic Forum coming out with some readjustments here in the next week. Some people want to see the tax data from March and April, but sometimes that isn't usually done for a month or two. And so we need the numbers somewhat to look at it, is what some people are saying. I disagree with that. When you know the car is going to break, it's not a question of when. It's time to fix it. And which brings up DETR, which needs to be fixed. Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation.
Right. And from a public relations point of view, they appointed a very good person to be the head of that, and she's doing a very good job of getting the word out about the things that they're doing. It's not necessarily fixing the problems, but then again, you run a ranch, and when things break or are not up to date, they don't get fixed instantly. I mean, it's going to take time. This is a big machine to turn around, don't you think?
You know, it kind of goes to
be fair.
To utilizing that analogy, I agree with you. This person who's now in charge got this vehicle. When I have a piece of equipment on the ranch that keeps nickel and diming me, and it keeps breaking, there's a point I have to make the decision to buy a brand new machine. And I think it's time.
Yeah, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but I mean, Heather Corbia came from, the health side, and now she's a Dieter, and she did a good job. She's the only person that's ever come on this program and got excited talking about insurance. So, I give her credit for that.
She's done a phenomenal job trying to turn it around. It's just the mass number of people that have not been able to get their claims processed all the way from March that are continuing to email us and contact us, and we hear their stories, and it's sad.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that there's not a disaster that occurred at Dieter. And so much of our state government is running on old computer systems and systems that could be hacked and all kinds of problems that we've discussed on this program many times. I'm just saying that for a new person coming in, to get it changed in the first month is
Dieter,
not going to be the easiest thing.
I agree 100% with you. Dieter has great people that work for them, and they have very skilled, intelligent individuals that have the capability to do it. I just feel that we really need to give them the tools.
Okay, so really, that let's open this up to a wider discussion, which is that here in the state of Nevada, we have been very conservative with so many things over the years. And, people are complaining all across the country that we weren't prepared for this pandemic. But can you imagine somebody coming to the legislature even 2 years ago and saying, we need to spend $500 million being prepared for a pandemic, when there are all these other issues that we're not funding in the Silver State?
Oh, no. I agree.
It would never
you.
Have happened.
We never could have anticipated the increase in numbers in Dieter. That was obvious. That is no one's fault. No one could have ever predicted that. However, once the first month hit and we saw 100,000 people in a month, to me that's a time frame that you look at states that are larger than us. New Mexico is an example. New Mexico is only being able to process something like 300 claims a week. They realized that they were in trouble. They outsourced it to a private entity, and they went to 2,000 a day through an app-based program rather than doing it through the telephone system. There's a point you have to realize that you're over your skis or you're underwater, and it's time to jettison that type of system and do something better.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Would you be willing and interested in serving in a sort of unity state government?
Always.
Have you made that offer to the governor?
Always. The ability to reach out and do something like that, to try to find the solutions to make this the state that we should be, and to not go down one partisan realm, whether that be the right or whether that be the left, and find the solution. Those are the days of Joe Dini. That's what I want. I'm tired of this pathological partisan stuff that I'm seeing right now.
All right, let's take a break. More with James Settlemyer when we come back.
Penny! Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, Go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator James Settlemyer. I asked Chris Hicks, the Washoe County District Attorney, and several city council people and county commission people about their concerns about civil disobedience way at the beginning of COVID. Are you surprised at what has been happening?
I'm very surprised. The concept of seeing those graphic pictures of what happened to City Hall in Reno, that beyond disturbs me. I don't know how to say it any other way than that. And then obviously the things that are occurring in Vegas, you know, Vegas has had issues in the past, but to see that up in Reno, I found rather disturbing.
Do you think that local governments have acted appropriately at this point between the government and law enforcement?
I don't believe in the concept of letting someone do damage to other people's property. I feel that that should have been dealt with more severely. I think that when you allow someone to destroy property, the next thing they'll do is they'll go after a human being. It's been proven in other communities, other states. It's part of the training for the police departments. You don't allow that to happen. At least you're not supposed to.
Speaking more specifically about the Reno area, the initial reports were that these were out-of-town folks. Now it's turning out to be that these were people within very close proximity to the Reno main police station on 2nd Street. Does that surprise you that trouble was fermented right here in our own communities?
I think that you had some agitators from out of town that were helping to instigate and to heighten the problems. It is sad to see, you know, local people willing to trash their own area. I mean, these are the businesses that theoretically they frequent, that they help, and that help them. You know, as we know, most businesses around these communities help out with the Little League and the soccer, the, you know, different sports programs or the schools. And so it's sad that they're willing to do that. I personally feel, though, a lot of people were very frustrated because they'd been on lockdown for so long that all of a sudden they finally had but they had an ability to get out and do stuff, and they went too far. You know, sometimes that happens with people. They feel restrained, and they get their first sense of freedom or ability to do something, and they go a little too far.
Let's change the topic to agriculture, because that's something you certainly have great expertise in. Social distancing obviously has become a phrase we're all familiar with. In agriculture, it's pretty difficult, especially with living conditions where a lot of workers are bunked together. Do you have concerns about outbreaks of COVID within the agricultural community because of that?
Well, I think you're probably indicating more of the migrant workforce that comes in from out of town.
Which is big in this state.
No, it is. For picking of garlic, onions, and things of that nature. I believe that the reality is that those people will come together in a bus usually, so they will have already sadly infected each other if they're infected in that respect. So I believe that, you know, the ranches I've talked to are going to create more space, you know, in that respect in order to try to help spread people out more. But as far as working hand by hand, side by side with each other, correct. That does occur. They're going to have more safety protocols than ever, as many people have. But traditionally, most people have felt that the concept of COVID is a coronavirus. And coronavirus has been in agriculture for a long time. I've been dealing with it with cattle for over 30 years. And in that respect, during the summertime, it's usually not as problematic because the heat generally kills most coronaviruses. Now, maybe this one mutation is slightly different. I don't know. But I'd be willing to bet that it probably follows the same protocol, because most anything doesn't live when you get to 100 degrees.
Well, I would love to be able to agree with you, but reports from Australia, which was in summer when we were in winter, were not reporting a cutback because of COVID. Like I say, I'm always optimistic. So let's take another break. We'll come back much more with James Settlemyer after this time out.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator James Settlemyer. So we already can see, coming down the pike here, obviously huge budget cuts coming for the Silver State. No two ways about that. But we're also now talking about social distancing within schools. Mm-hmm. The state superintendent was on the program last week talking about this. You're going to need separation on buses. It seems like we don't have enough classrooms for the kids we already have. Yeah. We don't have enough buses for the kids we already have. How is that going to work? Who's going to pay for it? It just seems like that's going to be really tough.
Well, and unfortunately, we shot ourselves in the foot is the way I'm looking at it. Over the years, we have purposely designed classrooms to be of a smaller size due to class size reduction protocols. Now, all of a sudden, we're saying we want the same number of kids, but we need twice the amount of room. In the older schools, they'll be able to help facilitate that a little bit better than in the newer ones. The newer ones, due to class size reduction, again, they built the room so small, they're going to be in trouble. And then how do you get the kids to school? Originally, in my discussions with the superintendents, the heads in my areas, they're like, well, we want to start school again, but we have to start with no restrictions because there's no way we can handle the restrictions. There's just no way. And the real issue, to me, when you're dealing with children, isn't the children. We've seen that with coronavirus, their survivability rate is very, very good. It's a situation, though, where they take it home, and if they're being raised by grandma and grandpa, that's where we have the issue and the problem. So hopefully the science can catch up with it, but there also needs to be a point where, can we afford to triple the number of buses? Can we afford to triple the
number of schools? We don't have the availability of those vehicles, even if we had the workers. Yeah. And if you're going to have huge budget cuts, where are you going to be able to pay for that?
And I think it's going to be a situation we need to look at what some other countries and other areas have done to try to help out and assist with that. And it may be a situation where if you're a vulnerable individual, you may want to think about doing a little bit more homeschooling or look at a different way to teach for those individuals because there's just not the ability, as we're indicating.
We've only got a couple of minutes left, but let me turn to a complicated issue, but maybe you can hit a couple of high points here. We're seeing tremendous differences in the way that water is being dealt with in the Silver State from the state government. And you're seeing issues now along the Humboldt River with a company that wants to purchase flood water to be able to resell that. You're seeing pushback from the North Valleys in Reno saying that they've got more water than the state is saying to be able to do more development. What are your top two concerns about water issues in the Silver State right now?
The issue, I don't know, if, If you look at, I remember my water law professor when he talked, there are two fundamental rules with water and two fundamental exceptions. Water flows downhill, with the exception it will flow uphill to money. The other major rule is first in time, first in right, the rule of seniority. That's how water is appropriated. When did you put it to beneficial use? With the exception of mob rule. And if they get enough people together, they will try to change the laws. Then will this be in perpetual litigation? My family was involved in the Alpine lawsuit. It is the longest litigation in the history of the United States. It took 58 years to settle. There are cases that are longer, but they haven't been settled. This one took 58 years to settle. And that's what we're lining up with. If you look at it, we're seeing a lot of very interesting cases in the courts. Been waiting for the Supreme Court to make a decision on them, as we're waiting on many other decisions from the Supreme Court. But in that respect, one such as, does the state of Nevada even have any authority when it comes to domestic wells? And one judge ruled, you don't. Now that has to be appealed and see if that stands, because that's a major issue.
Wow. So much more to talk about, so little time. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. You went out of your way to get here this morning, and I really appreciate it. Thank you for being here, and obviously much more to talk about.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.